Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnston Brunetti. Johnston Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003 with answers, hopefully, to your questions. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? And really, the big question is, will I or will we be okay if I or we retire? Are we going to be okay? Can we maintain our lifestyle? And the team at Johnston Brunetti is here to help guide you along this path. When it comes to income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions, a lot of different areas you've got to be up on to make those decisions that are really kind of can be life-altering. If you make the wrong decision, it could cause you some challenges. But if you'd like to talk with the team at Johnston Brunetti, it's 800-705-1232. There's no cost, no obligation. 800-705-1232. Joined today by Jake Dozier. Jake is an investment advisor for the team at Johnston Brunetti. He's also a certified financial planner. Jake, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
Hey, we're going to, I don't know if I buy all this. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the looming retirement crisis, and it's really for the baby boomer generation. And what they say is that the late baby boomers born between 1960 and 65, so that's not me, Jake. I was born in 1959, so I guess I have the luxury of being well on my way to retirement.
Right.
Well, what they talk about is when this came to be, and they're calling it the Beatlemania boomers. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Now, you don't even know who that is. That was 1964. Ed Sullivan had a show, and it was just a talk show type thing. You'd have different musical guests on, whatever. But it was Ed Sullivan introducing the Beatles for the first time to a live audience in the United States. Well, that was in early 1964. So we're 60 years later, right? And so they're talking about the challenge of the Beatlemania boomers. What are they talking about?
You know, they're talking about those folks who came at the end of the boomer, generation that are in their early 60s, talking about how they are facing unique challenges that maybe the people at the top of the baby boomers did not face. People who maybe like my grandparents who are on the other side of the boomer side. Fun fact, actually, my grandparents live in California. And my grandmother showed me a few years back a picture of her chasing one of the vehicles that the Beatles were driving out of the Cow Palace of after a concert. At first and only concert she's ever been to, but she made the paper in San Francisco at the Cow Palace chasing the Beatles. So this article has a near and dear place in my heart.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I do remember Ed Sullivan, and I think I would have been 4 or 5 at the time. When that came on, I do remember that to a degree. But all right, so that's not the point. It's not about the Beatles, right? Right? That's not the point of this. It's the challenges, though, for people who were born in the early 1960s, these Beatlemania boomers, if you will. So back in 08, the financial crisis, really 07 to March of 09 was the Great Recession, if you will. The housing market implodes, banking services go out of whack because it was just a crazy time. But those Beatlemania boomers were really in their mid to late 40s during this 08 financial crisis. That's probably the reason they're saying that the younger boomers are challenged today in what they've saved because they took a big hit during that time period. Is that what they're talking about?
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes in the mid to late 40s is when people are really starting to pick up steam. You know, in the early to mid, even late 20s, people are developing their career. They're looking to start a family oftentimes. And maybe they're not doing as much saving as they wish they were because of this phase of life they're entering. Then, as your kids in the 30s are getting older and you're spending money on sports and you're traveling, and there's always an excuse to not spend money, but it feels a lot more at the forefront of one's mind. And so in the 40s is when people start really making tangible strides. Maybe the kids are a little bit older, so the costs of child rearing at the beginning becomes less heavy. Your career is picking up steam, so you're becoming more established in career. And in those late 40s is when people are really starting to like hone in on this is the amount that has been saved. And so this generation is uniquely targeted with a huge financial downturn in that time when it's so critical to develop wealth. So that's a huge challenge that they're facing, absolutely, undoubtedly.
So do you ever watch a comedian named Nate Bargatze?
I've heard of him.
He's super clean, never swears. One time he said sucked on there and he apologized to the crowd for saying that. But he was one, he has a little bit that he does. It's really kind of funny. He said, you know, really, if you think about it, the firstborn is really, it's a bad situation for them because the parents got into this. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have any money at this point. I mean, it's kind of crazy. He goes, my youngest sister, she is like best friends with their parents. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's not how this works. And so it is funny for that kind of way we look at things. But when you think about the challenges, because if you go back to 2008, Leno and Letterman, late night talk show hosts, right? And they'd say, boy, I hope you like your 201K. It used to be a 401K.
Right.
People certainly did take a hit during that time. And I always think it's interesting. You know, remember the old test you'd have to take in history, compare and contrast this to that.
Right.
You compare and contrast 2008 to 2020, COVID. 2008 was, holy cow, I'm never going to be able to retire. I just lost half my money. Right. 2020 was, holy cow, I might die. I'm going to retire right now. I mean, we're emotional. How do you help people figure out if they've saved enough money to be able to retire?
Yeah, just to put a little bit more color on that, you know, sometimes when we throw out the word 2008, because it's been a while, that idea isn't as tangible as what is that era, what it was called, is called the financial crisis from, you know, September 2007 to March 2009. The S&P 500, generally speaking, the market, quote unquote, was down 53%. That's petrifying. It's scary when you're thinking about looking at your 401k getting cut in half to, you know, as that joke mentions, the 201k. In fact, 2000 to 2010 was called the lost era, where from during that time period, S&P 500 averaged a whopping 0% of growth. Such an anomalous experience. And so how do we equip people to be able to handle those things? Well, number one, they really need to start talking to somebody sooner rather than later, a financial professional, whether it be somebody on our team or a financial planner in general, having a sense of where am I at? You know, we cannot articulate where we need to go until we identify first, where am I at? And then number two, it's talking about developing realistic timeframes. Based on financial behaviors will dictate when retirement can come. But oftentimes the fear of I can never retire in that sort of irrational knee jerk, I need to bury my head in the sand. That is the opposite of what people need to be doing. They need to first be saying, no, I need to assess the damage. I need to be realistic with myself. And I need to start building a plan saying, based on what I'm doing today and the improvements that I need to start making now, how can I realistically set timeframes on retirement? Because you know what? The reality is less and less people today have pensions. And this generation that we're talking about, this Beatlemania boomers, are being impacted that. And they're starting to feel it more than maybe previous generations did, which was not only did they have some bad luck, but they also aren't having pensions. And Social Security becomes a little bit more, we're becoming nervous about it. And all these different things tie into the messaging in my mind, which is talk to somebody as soon as you can and start developing a plan.
And Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you in with retirement. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? All those questions you have since 2003. And they put together, and all you have to do is text the word KIT, K-I-T, KIT, and you will receive the Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit. And it just kind of gives you some things to think about for retirement. Maybe you're 5-10 years away. Great time to get this to try to figure out some of the maybe unknowns that you don't even realize yet. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 800-705-1232, and they will send you Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit. Just gives you a heads up and kind of some ideas that maybe you're not thinking about. Again, if you'd like Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit from Johnson Brunetti, text the word KIT to 800-705-1232. Now, Johnson Brunetti is the official wealth management partner of UConn. Does that come with free basketball tickets?
You know what? Every once in a while, it sure does. The fall season, people become very good friends with Jake because they want those tickets.
I bet so. That's kind of cool, though, to be the official wealth management partner of UConn. Of course, Eric, he graduated. He's got a psychology degree from UConn.
That's right. He's got plenty of stories from being on campus and seeing, speaking of basketball, former professional sports players and different things like that. And we invite our clients out to events all the time. We love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, all right. So let's say that these Beatlemania boomers lived through 2008, obviously, hopefully, right? They're still here. And now they're maybe concerned about another financial downturn. Because one of the keys, it's one of the biggest things I think you have to help people that aren't really sure about the finances. Boy, do I have enough? Is it going to last? All that kind of stuff. Is that growth versus safety, that growth versus protection answer? Because during our working years, it's all about growth. We don't really think that much about protection and that side of it. We think about, oh, we need to grow. What's our rate of return? All that kind of stuff. We get to retirement, our mind shift kind of has to happen a little bit, doesn't it? Mindset has to shift a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, investments are tools to accomplish a purpose. And that's such a basic idea. But oftentimes we allow the basic elementary philosophy there to elude us with our investments. You know, let's go back in time a little bit. Let's talk about that 2008. Maybe right before the market crashed was the time when someone needed to become safer. Maybe they were getting close to retirement and using their money, and so taking less risk and getting a more predictable rate of return as an objective was in their cards. Well, here's what happens is our biases take over. And our behaviors take over. The market is down, and then we double up on risk. We start thinking, well, I need to make up time, so I need to continue taking the same or more risk than I historically took. Well, here's the thing is oftentimes we need to remember to ourselves is that, yes, I understand there's an element of I need to catch up, but also when our money goes down and we feel like we need to continue taking the same or more amounts of risk to get back to where we were, we're now potentially throwing bad money after good. Now, that does not mean that we shouldn't continue to take logical, healthy, measured amounts of risk according to the plan that we need. It just means that if those were times when we had money scattered all over, and this is normally what happens. I've got four or five accounts. You know, I've got this account that I rolled over because I used to work here, but I've got a couple plans that I left and I just never did anything with it. And next thing you know, I've got four or five different accounts and it's hard to pay attention to where they're at. Next thing you know, I've got what we call concentration risk, meaning we've got too much money in too few buckets. And now we need to really spread our risk out. Spreading at risk out does not mean that we're not taking risk. It doesn't mean that we're not seeking growth. It means we're not looking for a yo-yo effect, up and down constantly. We're talking about taking measured amounts of risk. So all that to say is that folks really need to consider when those times come and I'm going to be put my faith to the test in my plan is that go back to what is my objective? What are my goals? My risk is a tool to accomplish my goals, not just to make up for lost ground in a frenetic energy because of the fear that we're feeling.
So final thing before we get to the next segment would be that when we're in our 30s and 40s, I would bet that most people have like 100% of their money sitting in the 401ks and IRAs. They're all trying to grow. When we get to the retirement era, we're kind of in that 5 to 10 years from retirement. We're 5 to 10 years into retirement. It's really not 100% of our money's in the growth world. We've kind of diversified a little bit. Some of our money's still in the growth bucket because we need that because of inflation. Right. Things are going to cost more. But some of our money is now maybe safe and protected. It's not 100% going for growth anymore, typically.
That's exactly right. It's no longer is our objective grow without cost, but rather reasonable growth with less loss.
So if you'd like to sit down with the team at Johnson Burnett, find out where you are. Boy, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. I wonder if I can retire. Well, when can I retire? I wonder if I can retire right now. Or is it in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I don't even know. It's 800-705-1232 is the number to chat with the team at Johnson Burnett. A wonderful team that's been helping folks just like you for now over 20 years. 800-705-1232. And if you would like that, the Retire Starter Kit, Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit? Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation, no pressure for the kit. No cost, no obligation, no pressure to have a conversation with the team at Johnson Burnett. Again, text the word KIT if you'd like the Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit, or just call them at 800-705-1232. More with Jake Dozier of Johnson Burnett when we come back right here on Money Wisdom.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, Most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti, joined by Johnson Brunetti Certified Financial Planner, Jake Dozier. He can also help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. 800-705-1232 is the number to chat with the team. There's no cost for this. They don't know if they can help you until you reach out. If they can't help you, they would certainly tell you. If you don't need them, they will certainly tell you that as well. If they can help you in some areas, then it comes down to, do you want their help? It's really that simple. 800-705-1232. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to have a little fun again. Jake handled this program very easily, so we thought we'd do this again. We're going to have a little Think Fast segment. We're going to throw out some different topics, see what Jake has to say on that. But first, we're just going to go through some questions that we've gotten over time and just kind of give you some general retirement questions, if you will. Jake, you ready to handle this?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
This is one that I always, I don't understand finances that well. I mean, why would I? I'm only 64. I start Medicare in November. I mean, why don't I need to know about any of this stuff? But here's the question. How do I figure out how much I'll have to pay in taxes in retirement? That's a challenge because it's a moving target. Every time we have a new Congress, we know the tax laws are written in pencil. They erase and, you know, they add. We're almost $34.5 trillion in debt as a nation. They got to get money. That means they got to raise taxes, which they're talking about doing at the end of 2025 when the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, goes defunct.
Right.
And we go back to whatever before. I mean, that's all ahead. That's happening in 2026. So I guess the simple question is, how do I figure out how much I'll have to pay in taxes in retirement? Should be an easy answer for you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to remember with any of this stuff is with moving targets, we can only control what's under our control. I don't have the power to change what's happening on Wall Street. I don't have the power to change what's happening on Capitol Hill beyond voting. But what I do have is the ability to work with the cards that I am dealt today. So we encourage people a lot of times is take it one step at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And address the things that are in front of you today. To your point, 2026, it looks like tax brackets are going to revert back to 2017. But and there's a little bit of planning that we can do around that. But I always tell people, start with an income plan. Develop what you need, not what you want, but what you need in order to pay your bills. In addition to Social Security and maybe a pension, if you're one of the lucky ones, how much do you need to draw off of your assets in order to make plans work? Okay, if that's what you need, well, then let's address what the taxes are from that. And then we'll go from there, from needs to wants. Okay, what do we want to accomplish? Is that affordable? Not based on just a tax perspective, but from a perspective of, can I afford and not run out of money? Right? Because if you can't answer those first questions, you can't get into the weeds about how to plan and save the most taxes as possible. So start with the basics and start with the cards that you're dealt today.
So where do you stand on the Roth world, you know, where you pay taxes now because we're in a lower tax bracket now than we will ever be for the rest of our lives, certainly. But you've got to do that wisely, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of curveballs that can be thrown one's way when we're thinking about Roth IRA conversions, which is taking money from traditional accounts, traditional IRAs, 401ks, and moving money into the Roth. The idea there is we're paying the taxes up front, to your point, so that we can grow tax-free for the rest of our lives. But we have to watch out a couple things. Number one, you need to make sure that you're not spending money too fast. Why is that? Well, because when you put money into a Roth IRA, you can only touch the principal without taxes or penalty for the first 5 years. If you touch the interest or any gains of that sort within the first 5 years of that contribution or conversion, you're going to pay taxes and a penalty on the gains. So that's one thing. Number two, we have to make sure that, yes, I'm paying taxes up front, but I need to be able to grow at a tax-free basis long-term enough to supersede the taxes that I already paid, or else it probably didn't make sense in the first place. So that's the second thing you need to think about. Number three, you need to think about making sure that you're not going to cross any thresholds that are going to lead you into more taxes. So number one, a lot of times when we're converting money to Roth IRAs, we want to be aware of, are we changing tax brackets? And does that make the juice not worth the squeeze by doing so? We want to make sure, are we going to increase your total income to the point where now your Medicare premiums on Part B and Part D are going up? Well, that might not make sense either, right? So there's a lot of different factors here, and those are just a couple that we need to be aware of before we endeavor it. And so don't make those decisions on your own. Make sure that you have a team that's informing you. In fact, here at Johnson Brunetti, we have a CPA on staff just so that we can make sure that when we're having these conversations that everyone is as informed as possible. Because I'm certainly not a tax professional, but I do know one. And that's helpful.
Yeah, right there on the staff at Johnson Brunetti. So if you have questions about taxes, we know taxes are going up just because of the debt in our country. They're always trying to figure out ways. They changed the stretch IRA with the Secure Act first one and back in 2019 went into play that's in right. 2020, where you used to be able to pass an IRA down generation to generation. Now you have a 10-year window that if you got left $1 million, you got to take it all out and pay taxes on it in that 10-year period. So that's if right. you have questions about any of that, talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti. It's 800-705-1232. Again, complimentary, no cost to you, 800-705-1232. All right, let's go to a little lightning round to get you, really to help you understand Jake a little bit better. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, biggest industry frustration.
Ooh, I'm going to say procrastination by clients.
What? We never procrastinate.
Well, paralysis by analysis yeah. is a real thing. And a lot of times when folks decide to wait too long to have a conversation, certainly doesn't mean we can't fix anything, but oftentimes it means we can't fix everything. So start soon and start often talking about this stuff.
All right. Favorite TV show?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say favorite TV show of all time, Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's hard to argue with that one. I'll
give
you that.
That's a good show.
Yeah. Favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Masters green.
Green. Oh, sage green.
Sage
okay.
green.
I was hoping you'd go the Masters direction to know the green, well, yeah. the Masters.
Golf gives me flashbacks.
Okay. What color do you wear the most? Not sage green, I'd guess.
Maybe. Blue.
Blue.
I wear blue the most. Why? Because it goes with everything. Okay. Gray, black,
all right.
brown, anything.
All right. So you and your wife, Jenny, son, Adam. How many pets do you have?
We also have a foster son, Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
Just turned 18. We have Kevin the cat, and we have Charlie the dog.
Kevin the
That's
cat
right now.
And Charlie the dog.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll come home and my wife will have rescued another animal. I don't
right,
know, but
right.
that's her modus operandi.
All right, all right. What's your go-to late night, midnight snack? Oh, you never snack.
You're I never eat after 6 o'clock. Yeah, I'm a testament to health. No, I would say pretzels. Pretzels are my midnight snack because they're salty and nice snack item, but also if I'm feeling a little nauseous, they calm the stomach too. So,
how about that? All right.
Yeah,
first
practical.
Job. First job for Jake Dozier.
I worked at a Round Table Pizza in Vacaville, California. That was in high school. That was my first official paycheck job. I'd worked odd jobs before that, but pizza shop.
Okay. When did you become a pastor?
When I left seminary. I became a pastor 6 months later, so I was 22, and I just became a pastor.
How long did you do that?
I was a pastor.
You still kind of do, I suppose? I don't know.
Good question. So I was full-time for 3 years. I was part-time for some time, and then I still do that. I just don't get a paycheck that way anymore. I still am involved in that world, teaching Bible classes and things of that nature.
Because you're thinking, boy, for me and my family to be able to retire the way we want to, I probably need to make a little bit more money, but I still want to give back.
Yes, right? Yeah, that's you've got to find the tension between all these things.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. When it comes to retirement, do you know where you are? Do you have enough? Will you be able to retire? Well, when can you retire? Will your money last as long as you do? That's really still a big concern for retirees, the fear of outliving their money. Johnson Brunetti team has been helping folks just like you for over 20 years. They would love to sit down with you, and if they can't help you, they'd tell you. If they can help you, they will tell you. If you don't need their help, they will tell you. The question is, do you want their help? All you have to do is give them a call. There's no cost for this at all. I think it's one of the more important phone calls, just to have a conversation to find out where you are, to get some clarity into your own retirement picture. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Again, totally complimentary, 800-705-1232. Jake, appreciate the time. Thanks for being with us on Money Wisdom.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll chat again next week right here on Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.